This is the Gen X Gamer Podcast.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back for another episode of the Gen X Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Matty Ice, and this is your favorite podcast. So I know I've been away for a little while. I've been playing some games, and I've also been watching some shows on TV, and that's what prompted me to want to record this episode. And what I want to talk about is The Last of Us and how I've just been sucked back into the world of The Last of Us. I've never played Part 2 before. I'm currently going through it right now. I played Part 1 back when it first came out on the PS3. I know they did like a remastered version. I never played that on the PS4, but I actually bought the PS5 version of The Last of Us. The remake, and I've played through it, and as soon as I finished it, I immediately jumped on Part 2, and I've been playing Part 2, but I'm just sucked back into the world of The Last of Us, and I feel like it's one of Naughty Dog's best games that they made. I feel like The Last of Us is a lot better than Uncharted. I used to swear up and down that Days Gone was actually better than The Last of Us, but after going back through again, The Last of Us is definitely top tier. It's a very well-made story. You feel a lot for the characters. Like, when you're going through the first game, you know, playing as Joel, you're protecting Ellie. I mean, they build a relationship up, and you know, you kind of see that as, you know, when the game ends, how he saves Ellie from, you know, from being killed for them to create a vaccine. And you just really, you know, you really build a bond up with Joel and Ellie. And you know, through the second game, and I'm going to talk a lot about the games. I feel at this point that, you know, I'm not really spoiling the game for anyone. You know, these games have been out for quite some time. The Last of Us Part 1, you know, had, you know, got a remaster and then a remake. And then Part 2 has been out for a few years. So I feel like at this point, the game's been played by everyone. There's no spoilers to talk about, to try and hide or cover up or, you know, keep away. So, but what I want to, you know, as I see going through The Last of Us 2, which from what I hear, you know, got a lot of mixed reviews. I like The Last of Us 2 currently. I haven't finished it yet, but I've got to be like 3/4 of the way done. I know it's a lot longer than the first one. But I really like The Last of Us Part 2. I really wish, you know, you would play a little bit, because, I mean, you're kind of flip-flopping back between playing as, you'll play as Ellie for a while, and then you'll, you know, you'll play as Abby. And I like Abby. You know, at first I really didn't like her too much, because I knew that she was the one that killed Joel, and you kind of have that hatred towards her just because she killed Joel. And, you know, they kind of explain in the second one why she killed Joel, and then you kind of understand why she did it. But at the same time, you know, in the first game, you're really building up that relationship with Joel and Ellie. But as when the, you know, in the second game comes around, you immediately hate Abby because she eventually kills Joel, and it just kind of, you build up that hatred. But the more the game progresses, the more you tend to like Abby a little bit more. I'm always going to hold that grudge against her because she actually killed Joel, but I like her the more I play as her, you know, as opposed to when I first started, I just absolutely couldn't stand her because of what she did. But like I said, the first game, you really build up that relationship with, you know, with Joel and Ellie. You know, Joel, of course, you know, when he is given the task to, you know, to take her to the Fireflies, you know, he's all against it, you know, because he's still kind of, you know, with his daughter getting shot, you know, in the very beginning of the game. When Sarah gets killed, I guess maybe Ellie reminds him a lot of Sarah, and he's like really against the task of taking her to the Fireflies, but he ends up doing it anyway, him and Tess. And of course Tess gets killed, and then it's up to Joel to complete the task. But by the time you get to the end of the game, you see that Joel like really cares for Ellie, and he didn't want to kill her by them, you know, with them making the vaccine. And then, you know, you roll over to the second game, and then Ellie's a lot older now, and you see that her and Joel, you know, aren't really as close as they were. And then, you know, you come to find out that Joel, you know, was basically, he was telling Ellie that, you know, that there were a lot of other people out there like Ellie that was, you know, immune, or, you know, they were immune to the, you know, the cordyceps. They could, if they got bitten, they couldn't be infected. And Joel basically told her there were a lot more people out there like her, and that, you know, basically she wasn't the only one. And, you know, he didn't want her to be killed. So he saved her from being killed for them to create the vaccine. And he told her that there were a lot more out there like her. And eventually Ellie found out that that was a lie, and she kind of ended up, you know, holding that against Joel and got mad at him about it. And, but I mean, when Joel gets killed right in front of Ellie, it really puts Ellie on like a vengeance path. You know, she's trying to eventually get to Abby and kill Abby for what Abby done. But I mean, as the game progresses in Part 2, you kind of figure out why Abby killed Joel. But I mean, I just wanted to kind of sit down and do a podcast about The Last of Us and talk about how I've been sucked back into the world of The Last of Us. I never really intended on really playing. I mean, when the show came out on HBO Max and I watched the first episode, I was immediately like, man, I need to sit down and go through it again. You know, since the show's coming out, especially with me not playing the second one, I kind of wanted to sit down and play the second one just, you know, so when they start implementing that into the show, I'll know what's going on because, like I say, I played the first one, but it was all the way back on the PS3 and I haven't played it since then. And then, you know, now it's 2023 and I'm just finished up the remake, actually the PS5 version, and now I'm almost done with part two. But I just wanted to sit down and talk about how much, you know, the games just captivated me and just sucked me back in. And I do honestly believe that The Last of Us is a lot better than Days Gone. I love Days Gone. When I went through it, I thought the story was great and it really captivated me, but I feel like The Last of Us captivates me a lot more, and it, you know, has a stronger story, and I felt a lot more for the characters in The Last of Us than I did Days Gone. I mean, I liked Boozer, and I liked, Deacon St. John, and, you know, his wife. I think his wife's name is Sarah, too. I haven't played it in a little while, but I felt a bond with those characters, but I feel a stronger bond with the characters in The Last of Us. And part two, I mean, like I say, I'm almost done with it. I know I am. I've got to be right here at the very end of the game. I'll finish it up here pretty soon, but I'm really enjoying The Last of Us part two. I mean, it kind of flip-flops. Like I say, you'll play as Ellie, and then you'll play as Abby, and then there's a lot of like backtracking and going back, like, well, 3 years earlier, 5 years earlier, you know, four years earlier, stuff like that. It kind of like goes back a lot, and there'll be a few times where you go back and play as Ellie, where she's a little bit younger and Joel's still alive, and it kind of makes you miss Joel a lot. I really like Joel, but you come to find out he did some stuff and he wasn't really liked a lot. You know, he's got a past that you don't really find out about until, you know, the second game. But I just wanted to really sit down and just talk about how much I love The Last of Us, and I'm really glad that I'm going back through it again. And as far as the TV show on HBO Max, I like it. I didn't really care too much for this past episode that we had, but the first episode I felt like was done really well. It was kind of tit for tat as far as the game goes. I have noticed a lot in the TV show that they kind of venture off a little bit from the game. They kind of do some extra things here and there, especially with this most previous episode. You could definitely tell that they've kind of ventured off a little bit and, you know, done some stuff that's not in the game per se, but I mean, I guess they're going to do that in the show anyway. I mean, you don't have to be like strictly by the game or whatever, but for the most part, I really like the TV show. I think Bella Ramsey is a pretty decent Ellie. She doesn't really look like Ellie, but I feel like she plays the part pretty good. And then, you know, Pedro Pascal, he really does a great Joel. I felt like Marlene was cast pretty good. Tess, I really like Tess. She was cast pretty good too. But I mean, the games are just phenomenal, and I see why the first one was remastered and remade for the PS5. I understand why it was done, because it really holds up. You know, it came out on the PS3, and it's, you know, we're in the PS5 era, and with it having a PS5 version being made, it really holds up to, you know, being a fantastic game and a top tier game. But like I say, I wanted to sit down and just and let you guys know, you know, I'm still here. I know it's been a little while since I put out an episode. I'm trying to kind of build up my other podcast that I do, Rock's Not Dead, with me and J Squared. And, you know, we talk about rock and metal music. I'm really kind of trying to put a lot of focus into that. So I've kind of put Gen X Gamer Podcast on the back burner a little bit and haven't really been doing a lot of episodes. I've kind of trying to be focused on getting that other podcast up and going. And then I also do another podcast called Horror Makes You Brave with my buddy Landon, as we talk about, you know, horror movies and scary movies and stuff like that. So I'm on like three different podcasts, and I got three different podcasts going, but I'm like focusing on the other podcast a lot. And I really like to sit down and like talk about games and like gaming news, but mainly like give my reviews on games as I'm going through them, and just talk about, you know, what I like about the game, what I don't like about the game. If it's a brand new game, I try not to, you know, give any spoilers or whatnot, but like I say, these two games here have been out for quite some time, and I feel like people say have plenty of time and opportunity to play them. But I just wanted to give my appreciation and kind of give my flowers to Naughty Dog, because I feel like, from what I understand, they're moving on from The Last of Us. I don't think there's going to be a Last of Us Part 3. I could be wrong, but from what I understand, they're trying to move away from that IP and you start on something else. It's, like I say, I've played all the Uncharted games as well, but I really feel like The Last of Us, you know, kind of overshadows Uncharted, and I feel like it's one of Naughty Dog's top tier games. And man, it's just even part four, you know, The Last of Us part two, they didn't make a PS5 version. Now I'm playing the PS4 version on a PS5, but it's still a gorgeous game, and it plays like, you know, 60 frames a second, buttery smooth, fantastic. It plays phenomenally, and it still holds up. I mean, I know it's a PS4 game, so it's only like, you know, 5 or 6 years old, if that. Not really sure without fact checking myself when The Last of Us Part 2 came out, but it still holds up really well, and it plays awesome on a PS5. Hopefully I'll be finishing that up here pretty soon. I'm probably not going to sit down and do an episode about it simply because I'm talking about it now. I'm kind of doing like a mashup of part one and part two. The title is going to be The Last of Us Part 1 and 2. Just talking about them both and, you know, showing my appreciation toward both games and telling you guys how much I'm really, you know, sucked in and captivated by the story once again and how much I really love the games. And I think they hold up very well. And I think it's one of Naughty Dog's top tier games. But that's all I really got for you guys. As I always state on my podcast, go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anywhere, basically anywhere you get your podcast fixed, and leave a review. That helps me out a ton. I'm trying to, you know, spread this podcast and make it, you know, a very popular podcast, and I greatly appreciate all my listeners. But, you know, help me out here, and let's get this podcast, you know, bigger than what it is. I'm just a little indie podcaster, as I always say, from South Georgia, and I want to be a bigger podcaster. And, you know, when people start talking about, you know, gaming podcasts, I would like from my podcast to be brought up. I need you guys' help with doing that. I also have a Twitter page for the Gen X Gamer podcast, so drop by the Twitter page and leave a like, leave a comment, and, you know, anything. I'm always checking it out and seeing if anyone's interacting, and I will definitely interact with you back and talk with you back, and I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. That's all I want to talk about for this episode. You guys stay cool, and I'll catch you on the next one, hopefully sooner rather than later. But as I also said, you know, you can catch me on Rock's Not Dead podcast with J Squared, as we talk about rock and metal music, or you can find me also on Horror Makes You Brave, as I talk with Landon, my buddy Landon, about horror movies and stuff like that. So without further ado, I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Stay cool, stay safe, and see you on the next one. Peace.